Good morning, everybody. My name is Mitra Das, and I work at Virginia Tech. I'm a grad student. I work with Dr. Jayesh Samtani. So today I'm going to talk about using paper pellets and mustard seed meal in strawberry production in our study. So methyl bromide had been the very popular fumigant, but with its phasing out and ozone depletion problems, we have to look for other alternatives. And there are other fumigants, but then there are environmental issues, health risks, buffer zones, and some strawberry growers, they do not wish to fumigate. So what are the alternatives? Crop rotation, steaming, soil solarization, biofumigation are some of them. This is a machine which shows steaming. This is soil solarization and using black plastic mulch at Southern Piedmont at Blackstone in Virginia. So soil solarization, I'm going to focus on soil solarization. That is a process in which in the summer months or in the warmer months, the soil is covered with a clear plastic. It's warm, it has some disinfestation and also has some benefits on the plants. So I'm also going to talk about paper. Paper has been used for some time in agriculture. There has been work in various parts of the world, in Spain, in Canada, even in the US. And it has been applied in various forms. It has been applied as sheets, as pellets, as hydromulch or slurry. And so what are some of the advantages? The advantages of using paper is that we do not see the weed seed. It's biodegradable and it provides some organic matter to the soil. It may have some effect on the temperature and moisture. But some of the disadvantages are it's very difficult to apply on field as sheets. It readily loses the strength, especially when it is wet, and it doesn't stay for very long. It degrades. Color printed magazines should be avoided. And in paper, various substances have been applied, like tar, wax, to make it more durable, but and also oil. But applying that can be a little messy. This is a very old photograph where you see in the extreme on one side where just it's the edges are covered with soil, but it degrades very rapidly. Then I'll talk about a little bit about the mustard seed meal. It's a byproduct of the oil extraction process. Has some allelopathic properties, the sulfur containing compounds, glucosinolates, which release isothiocyanates and has some pesticidal activities. Can be used for biofumigation. It has some effects on weeds and yield, and it also has some fertilizer effect. So in Virginia, after the harvest of the strawberry, it's very difficult to immediately, ideally, July would be the ideal month to do soil solarization, but it would be very difficult to start immediately after the harvest. So we wanted to try a shorter period of soil solarization, integrating with various soil amendments like corn gluten meal, paper pellet mulch, and mustard seed meal. The corn gluten meal is a product you get in processing of corn, and it has some herbicidal and effects, and also it can be used as an organic fertilizer. So we had an experiment with different rates, mustard seed meal, paper pellet mulch, and where we were combining with solarization, they were under the clear tarp, the rest were under the black tarp. So I'll just go over the yield. So what we saw in 2014-15, we had a higher yield in the paper pellet mulch plots, and comparable was in the plots with mustard seed meal with solarization, and paper pellet mulch with solarization. For the paper pellet mulch alone, that was higher than the non-treated ones. In the following season, we didn't really see any differences in yield. We had several issues that year. There were animal damage, there was frost. So we set up another study with different dose rates of pepper pellet and combining with it mustard seed mill, and we wanted to see how it affects strawberries. The products that we used, we had 7 treatments there. We also had a fumigated plot, and we used pen mulch, which is used in the turf industry for better establishment of the grass and better growth. And we used the mustard seed meal from Canada. So if we had a 15-foot plot, one edge of the plot, we about 5 feet, we removed the black tarp, covered it with the clear tarp, and that is where we took the weed density. And after each count, we harvested the weeds and covered it back because we wanted to see the effect of the various treatments. The different weeds that we had were clover, white clover, chickweed, and cudweed, swinecress, garlic, wood sorrel. So the weed density, when we looked at from November to February, in the 2015 and 16, what we saw was the lowest were in the fumigated plots, and in the mustard seed meal and pepper pellet plots, it was comparable. Though not very different from the non-treated ones. In 2016 and 17, we had a lot of weeds in our plots. We had a lot of clover, and even the fumigated plots, they had a lot of weeds. And we did not see any differences there. So in this study, in the paper pellet study, when we looked at the marketable yield, in the first season, that is 2015 and 16, it was higher in the mustard seed mill plots and the plots with mustard seed mill and the pepper pellet, which was different from the non-treated ones. In 2016-17, that is the last growing season, we had higher in the yield in the fumigated plots and also in the mustard seed mill and the pepper pellet mulch plots. We looked at the break sweetness, there was no differences, but the fruit size, the fumigated mustard seed meal and some of the paper plots, they had better fruit size than the non-treated ones. So some of the conclusions that I came from the study were that there were some beneficial effects of using paper pellet mulch, though I do not see any effect on weeds. That probably one of the reasons could be that the paper pellets, they have gaps in between, and turning soft, they did not really act as a physical barrier that we had hoped. It might be a bit labor intensive to apply it the way like we had split the top and then applied it on top. The cost maybe, when we started, it was about 54 cents a pound, and with the rates that we had, it might still be a little prohibitory. So it's good to look at the local available sources. And so it would say that though there were some beneficial effects, further evaluation would be necessary to make it more grower friendly. And I'd like to thank Dr. Santani, who's my advisor, and the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences at Virginia Tech. This is a small fruit lab, and Roy Flanagan and Flanagan Farms, who helped us to fumigate the plots. Thank you.